Namaste. Welcome to Samvad, Together in Conversation, and I am Sunil Rao here. As we begin today, let us remember this about attention. Our life experience would ultimately amount to whatever we had paid attention to. Attention is important, and most of the times we are so indifferent to it. It is as fundamental as food, and we go blundering about seeking ways to assuage the craving instead of learning how to provide ourselves with what we need sensibly and calmly. We feed the hunger blindly. Once the mechanism is brought to our attention and we begin to study it, it is as if a veil has been stripped off ordinary life, and we become freer in our action and choices. This week, I bring to your attention a story titled The Fisherman and the Genie, from the book titled Tales of Dervishes, which is a compilation of tales recorded during the past 1,000 years. Here the stories contain several levels of meaning and book, like psychological mirrors, in which the reader may see himself, herself, and reality reflected, and come to better understand both. The Persian word dervish is generally considered to be derived from the verb darvekhtan, to wait at a door. The reference is to waiting before the door of enlightenment. Now to the tale. A lone fisherman one day brought up a brass bottle stoppered with lead in his net. Though the appearance of the bottle was quite different from what he was used to finding in the sea, he thought it might contain something of value. Besides, he had not had a good catch, and at the worst he could sell the bottle to a brass merchant. The bottle was not very large. On the top was inscribed a strange symbol, the seal of Solomon, King and Master. Inside had been imprisoned a fearsome genie, and the bottle had been cast into the sea by Solomon himself, so that men, women, humans should be protected from the spirit until such time as there came one who could control it, assigning it to its proper role of service of mankind. But the fisherman knew nothing of this. All he knew was that there was something which he could investigate, which might be of profit to him. Its outside shone as in shine and shone, and it was a work of art. Inside, he thought, there may be diamonds. Forgetting the adage, man can use only what he has learned to use. Now, when I say man from the story that I've pulled out, listeners, you can take it as humans, man and woman. The fisherman pulled out the leaden stopper. He inverted the bottle, but there seemed to be nothing in it. So he set it down and looked at it. Then he noticed a faint wisp as of smoke, slowly becoming denser, which swirled and formed in itself into the appearance of a huge and threatening being, which addressed him in a booming voice. "I am the chief of the jinns, who knows the secrets of miraculous happenings, imprisoned by order of Solomon, against whom I rebelled, and I shall destroy you." The fisherman was terrified, and casting himself upon the sand, cried out, "Will you destroy him who gave you your freedom?" "Indeed I shall," said the genie, for rebellion is in my nature. For rebellion is my nature, and destruction is my capacity. Although I may have been rendered immobile for several thousand years," the fisherman now saw that, far from profit from this unwelcome catch, he was likely to be annihilated for no good reason that he could fathom. He looked at the seal upon the stopper, and suddenly an idea occurred to him. "You could never have come out of that bottle," he said. "It is too small." "What? Do you doubt the word of the master of the jinns?" roared the apparition, and he dissolved himself again into wispy smoke and went back into the bottle. The fisherman took up the stopper and plugged the bottle with it. Then he threw it back as far as he could into the depths of the sea. Many years passed until one day another fisherman, the grandson of the first, cast his net in the same place and brought up the self-same bottle. He placed the bottle upon the sand and was about to open it when a thought struck him. It was the piece of advice which had been passed down to him by his father. From his father. It was, "Man can use only what he has learned to use." And so it was that when the genie aroused from his slumbers by the movement of his metal prison, called through the brass, "Son of Adam, whoever you may be, open the stopper of this bottle and release me, for I am the chief of the jinns, who know the secrets of miraculous happenings." The young fisherman, remembering his ancestral adage, placed the bottle carefully in a cave and scaled the heights of a nearby cliff, seeking the cell of a wise man who lived there. Again, when I say man, please consider it to be man or woman and humans in general. Okay. He told the story of the wise man. He told the story to the wise man, who said, "Your adage is perfectly true, and you have to do this thing yourself, though you must know how to do it." "But what do I have to do?" asked the youth. "There is something surely that you feel you want to do," said the other. "What I want to do is to release the jinn so that he can give me miraculous knowledge, or perhaps mountains of gold and seas made from emeralds and all other things which jinns can bestow." "It has not, of course, occurred to you," said the sage, "that the jinn might not give you these things when released, or that he may give them to you and then take them away because you have no means to guard them, quite apart from what might befall you if and when you did have such things, since man can use only what he has learned to use." "Well, then what should I do?" "Seek from the jinn a sample of what he can offer. Seek a means of safeguarding that sample and testing it. Seek knowledge, not possession. Seek knowledge, not possession, for possessions without knowledge. For possessions without knowledge are useless, and that is the cause of all our distractions. Now, because he was alert and reflective, the young man worked out his plan on the way back to the cave where he had left the jinn. He tapped onto the bottle and the jinn's voice answered, tiny through the metal, but still terrible, "In the name of Solomon the Mighty, upon whom be peace, release me, son of Adam. I don't believe that you are who you say and that you have the powers which you claim," answered the youth. "Don't believe me? Do you know that I'm incapable of telling a lie?" the jinn roared back. "No, I do not," said the fisherman. "Then how can I convince you?" "By giving me a demonstration. Can you exercise any powers through the wall of the bottle?" "Yes," admitted the jinn, "but I cannot release myself through these powers." "Very well, then give me the ability to know the truth of the problem which is on my mind." Instantly, as the jinn exercised his strange craft, the fisherman became aware of the source of the adage handed down by his grandfather. He saw, too, the whole scene of the release of the jinn from the bottle, and how he also saw how he could convey to others how to gain such capacities from the jinns. But he also realized that there was no more that he could do. And so, the fisherman picked up the bottle and, like his grandfather, cast it into the ocean. And he spent the rest of his life, not as a fisherman, but as a man who tried to explain to others the perils of man trying to use what he has not learned to use. I end the tale here. And I'm sure you'll enjoy reading this book. If you don't have the book already, you can buy the copy from the following link. That is, if you can read the link and see the link while listening to the podcast. Enjoy reading it with your family, friends, and near and dear ones. Please spend more and more time together. Talk to each other. Now, before concluding today's episode, please pay attention to these words of a storyteller, since we keep talking about, you know, I keep bringing up stories and tales, and let's pay attention to these words of the storyteller, wise ones. "My stories require at this stage no extra commentary, imaginings or guesswork by you, me, or anyone else. The very worst would be that of moralizing. To explain away is to forget. Thus, let the stories which you can remember do their own work by their very diversity. Familiarize yourself with them." Concluding today's post and podcast episode, I thank all who take time out and read the blog post and or listen to the podcast episode each week. For those who listen and have not subscribed to the podcast, I suggest you do and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified for all the new episodes that get uploaded every week. Until the next time that you listen and we meet by virtue and via this mod, stay safe, stay healthy. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Namaste.